The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we did yesterday, we read the first halacha, but got caught up in the supplementary sources in a good way, I think. But we did it out of order. So let's just start from, right, we didn't start the supplementary sources until part two, Pratzos. So we skipped one. Or two. Yeah. So Babaishani Kishmahu Yavan, Gazru Gazeros Al Yisrael, Bitlu Datam, Bohinihu Osam Lasak Batorah of Mitzvos. Okay, so that we said that they made decrees against like Mila and Shab made them be Mukhal Shabbos and all that stuff, but then we didn't read this Pashtu Yadim Bimamonim Bivinosehem. Right. So they took their Mamon and their Banos. So in Megillas Tainis, it says, "Mipnei shehim perik vav. Mipnei shehayu mitzirim libnei Yerushalayim lohayu cholim latzeis v'lavot mipneim b'yom ela b'layla." So I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it's saying they didn't allow them to leave their homes except by night.
But they weren't like, able to do.
Yeah, mipnei shehayu mitzirim libnei Yerushalayim. They would afflict the I don't know mitzirim cause tsar. Restrict maybe would be a better translation. It was at night, yeah, right. Like almost like a house arrest.
No, meaning that like they're always at house arrest, but at night they can sneak out.
Yeah, right, correct. Yeah. Lahem Malchi Yavan. So how did the Malchi Yavan restrict them? Shayu Moshivin Kis Tiraos, which is a machane she'anshei melchama, basically they put encampments of soldiers, ba'yaros in the cities, lios ma'anim es hakalos, to, I think here it means to rape the brides, v'achar kach hayu nesuos labalei, and then let them be married to their husbands, umanu es yisrael shalul lismoch im neshosem, and they prevented the Jews from rejoicing with their wives. So I'd heard about this before, but I never saw, I didn't even know what the source was. Yeah. Right. So it's even more in Ksubos. It says my sakana. I gotta see what the context is here. Ksubos Gimel Beis. Ksubos Gimel Beis. Let's see. Ksubos.
Cycle.
Yeah. Thank you. Gimel Beis. Let's look at Rashi. Sakana. My Sakana. Yeah, but where's this reference to? I'm just gonna cheat and use this. My Sakana. Actually, Mahi Osa Sakana Shahuskara. Okay, that didn't help. What's the Sakana that was mentioned? Ilema Damri Basula Hanises Liam Ravi Tehareg Nagu. Lagamri, okay, I don't know what the context of this is. Let's just cheat even more. No. All right, fine. Yeah. I don't want to get half facts. I'd rather get no facts than half facts. But it's, the only part he quotes here is Maskana Amar Rabba Da Amri Basula Anisis Liam Ruvi Tiba Lahega Montchila. And that's what I also heard, right? That the a Basula that was married on Wednesday, I don't know why Wednesday. Would be she would have to have bia with the hegemon, right? The leader first, the ruler. Okay, and this I saw. Have you ever heard of Midrash Maase Hanukkah?
No.
Never heard of it. Yeah, I don't know what this is. I don't know how sketchy or reliable this is. Maybe. I mean, I just don't know what the thing is. So
it seems like it was in Tufshin.
Well, that's when it was published.
Oh, published.
Right. Not. I don't think when it was written.
Aaron Yelinak? Is that?
Probably the guy who
right.
published it.
Right.
Who published it?
Published,
yeah, 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 yeah. I don't think a guy in like 50 years ago like wrote Midrash Maase Hanukkah. I assume he published it.
Oh, I figured it was a compilation.
It could be, but I don't know. Yeah, I just don't think anyone nowadays calls their. I couldn't find anything. I did look it up perfunctorily. I'll ask people who know later on. Amdu v'gazru, let's just see if, I don't know if this is reliable. Amdu v'gazru, they arose and they decreed, Kol ben Yisrael she'oseh lo b'riach o misager miskar l'pisko yidaker b'cherev. So any Jew who makes a bolt or a lock, a latch on his door, will be pierced with a sword.
Sure.
Kivan Shirao Yisrael Kach, once the Jews saw this, Amdu Batlu Kola Dlasos Batem. Then they went and they like just took off all their doors. Bishvil Gnavim Velistim Prita Yavanim. Because of the thieves and robbers and Prite Greeks, Velo Royin Shena Beinehem Velo Yom Velo Lion. They didn't see have any sleep by day or by night. Okay, Amdu v'gazru aleim gazera mara v'ahura shlo tikanas kala b'layla harishon mechupasa ala etel ha'hega mancha b'ahum. So just bringing other like instances of this thing about that they would rape the women. Okay, fine. So I assume that that's what it meant, but it looks like it was specific here. Okay, fine. Then we read nichnas l'hechal pratzav pratos, which is that they literally broke down barriers. And then timu ha'taharos. So Yad Pshutas quotes Gemara Shabbos chaf aleph amud beis. Okay, fine. Good. That's the source. So they afflicted the Jews exceedingly. Okay. And this part we don't need to read. I looked through that already. Until the God of our fathers had mercy on us and saved us from their hand. So this is a question I've always had about the about Hanukkah. Is, you know, the normal paradigm is when we have an Eis Tzara, then we go through Tainios and all this stuff, and then we do tshuva, and then God saves us. You know, I have never heard of any like tshuva movement in the Hanukkah story. Now, it's possible I just don't know all the sources, but like, you know, I always wonder, like, what is it that made God have mercy on us? Yeah.
I got one thing comes to me. I'm not sure this is exactly what you're talking about. But I guess that before, I think multiple points before battle, the Maccabees would fast.
Oh, interesting.
I'll say also, I'm not sure there's even a time where you even, also not even sure from reading through this, at least from what I've read, there was a time you were seeing that much, so much as the Greeks started pressing and started rebelling pretty quickly. It was more like the Greeks were ruling for all, but like it was only a more recent thing due to new Greek powers conquering and some other chaos where they started.
Uh-huh. So I possibly will have more data on that. On my reading agenda for tomorrow morning is this article, which I'll just reference you in case anyone else wants to read it. By Mitchell First. I don't know if you've heard of Mitchell First. He is a scholar. What? So he wrote this article called "What Motivated the Jews to Issue." What motivated Antiochus to issue his decrees against the Jews? So I'm hoping that this provides us with more stuff. His son went to yeshiva here towards the end of my time in yeshiva, but I never met his dad. But his dad like has all this like academic stuff. This guy has all this academic stuff. So I'm hoping to get more stuff on that. And that would probably also give the timeline. So stay tuned for that. Okay, fine. So then, is the what story?
Mm-hmm. I hate
another name. Where they moved the islands? What do you mean?
Yes, I know. I've heard glimmers of these stories. I never know which ones are like. Real apocryphal. I don't know. And I do get the impression that it was not a mass tshuva on the part of the Am, but that there were tzaddikim who like led stuff, and maybe that could be the basis of it. But I do think it's a legitimate question that like, what is it that, you know, the Rambam just says Ad shiricham aleim elokei avoseinu hoshiyam yadam, doesn't give it any like impetus for that, as opposed to, let's say, like, you know, Purim, you know, I know we've read this before, but time to read it again. In the Hakdama post mitzvos, where he says, by the El Kachay Omrim, Shanavim im Bastin, Tiknu Vativa Likros and Megillah, Onosak, Lahaska Shpacha Shakash Brahma, Shuas Shasalanu, by a curve Lashavenu. God is close to when we cry out to him, Kade Lavarhu Lahalo, Ukade Lahodil Lador Sabayim, Shemes Mashi Tikhan Batora, Kimigo Godol Sherlo, Elkim Krovim Elav, Koshemelhain and Behol Karenu Elav. So that was by Purim, right? That God was responding to our outcry, which is the Tanyos and stuff like that. So I'm just wondering.
Is there anything over here by Chalaka?
No. That's the thing. Yeah. Okay.
And he doesn't mention it at all in the Mitzvah?
Well, he gives it as an example of what a derabanan is, but he doesn't give a reason for why they instituted it. Hanukkah is the only one he singles out. Okay, so then he says, "Vegavru bnei Hashmonai ha-kohanim agdolim v'haragum." So the bnei Hashmonai great kohanim got up and killed them, killed the oppressors. Voshiu Yisrael mi'adam, and saved the Jews from their hand. V'hemidu melech min ha-kohanim, and they set up a king from the kohanim. V'chazer malchus l'Yisrael yesar masayim shanim ad ha-churban ha-sheni. And the malchus Yisrael returned for over 200 years until the Churban Hasheni. And I just saw in the Yad Pshuta that he says it was based on Gils Antiochus says the Kablu Hamalchus based Hashmonai Ubnei Bnei Meha'is Hazos Ad Churban based Elokim Masayim Vesheshanim, 206 years. So if you case you need an exact number, yeah, okay, okay.
Gils Antiochus, is that a same guy? It's the same guy.
Who published it? Yeah, 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 yeah. So I was looking at Megillas Antiochus, and all I had time to look for is Wikipedia. So I'll just show you what Wikipedia says. What was that?
I think I looked it up
also. Yeah, Megillas Antiochus. So I don't know what the scholarly consensus is, but it says in Wikipedia that it is. It recounts the story of Hanukkah and the history of the victory of the Maccabees over the Seleucid Empire. It is distinct from the Book of Maccabees, which describes some of the same events. But then it says, early texts of the work exist in both Aramaic and Hebrew, but the Hebrew version is a literal translation from the Aramaic original. It was written somewhere between the 2nd and 5th centuries, with greater likelihood of it having been composed in the 2nd century. The Hebrew version dates to the 7th century, so it's pretty early, if that's the case. I mean, 2nd century is like, you know, pre-Mishnah.
Yeah.
The work is first mentioned by Simeon Kayara. I think that's who they say might have written the Bahag. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Where he claims that the scroll was completed by the elders of the school of Shammai and elders of the school of Hillel. Sadigon argued that it was composed in Aramaic language by the Hasmoneans themselves, and entitled Megillat Beit Hashmonai. He translated it to Arabic in the 9th century. The original Aramaic text can be found in an old Yemenite Baladi rite prayer book in the 17th century. The Hebrew text was published in 1557 in Mantua, northern Italy. The Hebrew text, together with English translation, to be found in the Sidra of Philip Birnbaum, and then Louis Ginsberg declared it a spurious work based on unhistorical sources, with the exception of its citations taken from certain passages from the book, first book of Maccabees. So take of that what you may. Yeah.
And also to point out that Kozhi of Chashmai and Lost until Hormashi definitely does not quote Josephus.
Oh, okay. Which I also don't know how reliable that is. I don't know. I don't know about any of these things, what we take of them. Okay. Anyway, back to our narrative here. All right. So now let's go onward. Ukeshagavru, we didn't read this yesterday, but Ukeshagavru Yisrael al oyvehem v'ibdum, when the Israel overpowered its enemies and destroyed them, b'chamisha v'esrim b'chodesh kislev haya, it was on the 25th of the month of Kislev, v'nichnasu l'heichal, they went into the heichal, v'lo matzu shemen tahor elapach echad, they only found one jug of pure oil, v'lo haya bo lahadik eliyom echad b'va, they only had enough to light for one day. Now, this always confuses me. Nerus hama'aracha shmona yamin. They lit from it the candles of the ma'aracha, the arrangement, the candelabrum. I don't know, ma'aracha means like the, I'm not exactly sure why I use that term. Ad shekatshu zesim votiyu shemen tahor, until they crushed oils and produced pure oil. Let me just see if the makbili says why he uses that phrase. Like, you know, I assume it's talking about the menorah, right? But why doesn't he say that? Chatzos Kachecha?
Yeah.
That was what you were saying, your theory?
No, it uprooted my theory.
Oh, uprooted your theory? Oh, Neir Samaracha. See, he says it's Menorah Samikdash. But I...
Oh! Because Shlomo made 10 more.
Oh. But is that what they needed...
No, I never heard anything about
that. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it was
enough
to light all
11 menorahs. Yeah, that seems funny. Oh, speaking of which, it came across this thing. Oh, actually, hold on. Let's read the about the actual Tekana of Chanukah. Mimnezeh, hiskinu chachamim. So mimnezeh, because of this. So the Yad Pshut is of the opinion, which is how I read it also, that mimnezeh, Divrei Rabbeinu Kan Chozrim al Kol Ha'amor Adko, that the Rambam was going on everything that is said until now, not just because of the Shemin thing, okay? Which stands to reason, because, you know.
Fits well with
Not necessarily the Ramazan Nisan, no, right? Because the Ram does not mention the Neros.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No.
If he was going to Afghan the Neros, then it wouldn't make sense.
Oh, correct. Yeah, yeah, right. Right. I was saying that that he should put it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And he should say this like right after the war thing. So the Chachamim in that generation decree or enacted that these days, these 8 days from that begin from the night of the 25th of Kislev, that they should be Yimei Simcha v'Halal, right? So this is where my pet sogia is coming in, that they should be days of Simcha and Halal. Umadlikin behen haneros be'erev al pischei habatim, and that we should light candles in the evening on the entrances of the houses, v'chol layla v'layla mishmonos halelos, on each and every night of the 8 nights. V'yamim elu heinan dekraim Chanukah, and these days are called Chanukah, v'hein asurim besefet v'ta'anis, k'miyah Purim. They are prohibited in eulogizing and fasting like the days of Purim. V'hadlakas haneros behen mitzvah midivrei sofrim k'kriyas ha-Megillah. And the lighting of the candles on them is a derabanan mitzvah, like reading the Megillah, yeah.
So I know you said this is your pet, what do you say, pet segment?
Yeah.
But you may sin club, does that entail, what's
that's what we're going to try to figure out. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to look into it and then report back our findings. What? Right. So that's another question about why there was no Isra Malacha. But they tried to make it Isra Malacha. Right. That's the, because the darshan it by saying that it says, the first time it says, V'yom, Simcha Mishte V'yom Tov. And then the second time it talks about the days of Purim, it doesn't say Yom Tov. Uh-huh. So the Gemara Megillah says that Mordechai and Esther tried to push for Isra Malacha and it didn't. And Sanhedrin said no, it seems. Yeah. Actually, I don't remember. Yeah.
Well, it could just be like once you failed once, it's like, no, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I mean, if Rav Sibor is not going to stand on it. This also, I think, this is my current answer for the question that we raised yesterday of why it is Megillah v'Chanukah. Because the way he expresses the takana is hiskinu chacham shvoso ador sheyihiu shmonas hayamim ha'il shetchilasam yilei lechamisha azar etc. Yimei simcha v'halal. That the form of the takana, I don't know what this means halachically, but the form of the takana was they were masaking days of simcha and halal. That the ikra takana is the days of simcha and halal, and then there's a mitzvah on those days to light the candles. Whereas with Megillah, the Iker thing was the Kriyas Megillah. And then you see the way the Rambam treats the mitzvah there, that all of the Yemei Purim like spring up around the Megillah, you know. Again, that needs to be fleshed out a little bit. And then just one more thing for today, which is, you know, the quite classic question people ask about why 8 days, you know, like why was the miracle not, you know, and people have like tons of answers. So I didn't know that there's a Gaonic answer to it. So he quotes from the Otar Gaonim. Says lama os anu osim shmonas yimei Chanukah. Why do we make 8 days? Mipnei anes sheira shitimo yivanim. Okay, fine. Uma tam yish shmona leilos lo hispiku mimenu pachos yoser. It's funny. It says why don't we make more, less, or fewer or more days?
Well, we could just make a Chanukiah more than once.
That's true. Right. Okay. Right. That's definitely true.
I was even just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like I know there's like the thing about not making them like keeling on the business, but it's only like size and all that.
Right.
But like, why not like make a menorah?
Right.
And then light it fully.
Right. Because that's really what we're commemorating.
That, to me, I just thought of that now.
That's a good question. I've never heard of that question either. Yeah. That is interesting. So here's what it says. So the oils for the Mikdash came from the portion of Asher, as it says, he will dip his feet in oil in the brachos at the end of Dvarim. Umakom hayalo shenikra Tekoa, kidamrina Tekoa alpha l'shemen. So there's a place called Tekoa, that's like a proper noun.
I
would imagine. I don't know. I don't really know my Israeli geography. Shemimenu hashmanim yotzim, and that's where the oil will come from. Umisham ad yushlaim hay mahalach shmona yamim bein halicha v'chazara. It would take 8 days round trip to get to Tekoa. I think apparently it is. V'hachi amrin b'menachos l'fikach himtin lehem ad shiyaviu misham shemen tahor v'zeu shenasa lehem nes l'shmonas yamin. Yeah.
That explains 8 days. That doesn't explain like how we light.
Right. It doesn't explain why they set up the mitzvah that way. I think he's saying, yeah.
All those interesting, because I was having this debate with someone recently, but I mean, especially from my recollection of like the Mar, but also from the Rambam and probably others.
Yeah.
there's no, like, the Chanukiah is a new thing.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. This just narrows. Right. Yeah.
But, like, so that could maybe answer my question before. Like, why
not? Oh, right. That's true. Right.
You have a menorah.
Yeah, right. I mean, also, if you think about how I mean, I assume this is a factor. Think about the way they actually set up the mitzvah is light one candle. To institute for them to make a Chanukiah, like, and to have all that's like...
Well, I mean, that's a good idea. Like, they instituted...
That's true, right, right. But even the physical, like, candelabrum, I don't even know how, like...
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know what
it's about. Yeah, right. One more question, which I feel like I've looked into the sugya before, but, yeah... I'll save my thing for tomorrow. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, that's the question. The Akronic question. Yeah. That's what I thought I was asking too. But I mean, because you only because really only seven was miracle.
Only seven was a miracle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So maybe we could work that in this into an answer for that. It is interesting. The Rambam does say lo matu shemen tahor ela pach echad. Doesn't really say how much was in the pot. Oh, lo hayag bo lahadik el yom echad. So it does say they had enough to like one day. Yeah.
I think I've heard similar, but yeah. that it was a miracle that there was even one little jug that wasn't smashed by the Romans.
Right. Yeah. You know, like, people love to answer this question. I haven't really found a good answer. Yeah. You know.
It is kind of.
Yeah. The question I was gonna ask is and I have to go back and look at the facts. I thought that if let's say for Korban Pesach, if the Rov HaTzibur is Tame, right, mm-hmm. then Tuma is Nidche. Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that that's for anything that is an avoda that's tamidis. I thought so, but I have to look into that. I think so.
So what's the question?
So the question is that why did they need to wait for Shem and Tahor?
No.
You can use Shem and Tame. I'm saying.
Oh no! I don't think it was a din. I thought it was a din in Zachnis.
Zachnis?
Not.
What?
I mean, he says the word Tahor, right? I mean,
so what's this idea of Shimon's eyes? I heard so much about that growing up.
I mean,
like, he was stabbed with the Kohen Gadol thing, and like,
right? Well, that's for Tuman Tahor. I thought
that was a deal. The oil had to be like
quality,
the first drop.
Oh yeah. Juice, all right, so maybe we should look into that issue. So I'm not sure. I have to look back at it. I feel like I did this sugya once, but I have to look back at it and see. So I'll just throw that question out there. It might be that we found out that the facts of the question is based on are wrong, but that happens. Okay, all right, let's stop for today.
Yeah, because growing up, there was always this Shimon's eye.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.